Let's pray as we think about God's word now. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your great gift of the Bible and your great gift of Jesus. And we pray now that you will teach us. Amen. Well, does anybody here actually like the dark? No? Oh, there's a few people. One of the things I found coming here to Elmsdale is just how dark it is at night and how there's little street lighting. And I went to see somebody the other evening and I was walking back. I chose my route along School Road, which was not the best thing. It was so dark and spooky, and I had this wind-up torch, not making that much of an effect. And as I was walking along, I was winding it like crazy, just trying to get a bit more light coming out. So as you can tell, you can call me a townie if you like. I just don't like the dark that much. It's spooky and scary. Not only is darkness sometimes spooky and scary, it can make me feel sad. Any of the children do a really good sad face for me? You can do a sad. Can you do a sad face? You're still looking a bit too happy there. Darkness can make me feel sad. For years I commuted into central London and I had to get up early to catch the train, and I thought, lovely in the summertime, the sun's out, the birds are singing, and I was happy. But getting up in the middle of the night, or so it felt like the middle of the night, to catch a train when it was all dark was horrible in the winter. But there was a time during February when I'd be sitting on the train and I'd look out the window and the sun would be rising, chasing away the darkness, and that made me feel much happier. The whole world was transformed when the sun rose and brought light. Well, in our Bible readings today, we find something similar. We find a message of light chasing away the darkness. But this darkness wasn't just like nighttime darkness and a bit spooky. It was really horrible. It was much nastier. Our first reading was from Isaiah chapter 9. And of course, before Isaiah chapter 9 comes, chapter 8. But chapter 8 is such a dark chapter. There was a really evil empire at the time called Assyria, and they were invading the promised land, and it was very scary. But that promise that comes after chapter 8 and chapter 9 is that light's going to chase away the darkness. But it's not just that horrible darkness of the evil empire of Assyria. All types of darkness are going to be chased away by this promised light. Including, well, think of something really, really horrible in the world. War. Some people like Brussels sprouts, can they? Things that are even worse than Brussels sprouts. Can you imagine how awful it would be being fed Brussels sprouts every day? Some really horrible things. War. Bullying. Even death itself, all those things are going to be chased away by this promised light that is promised in Isaiah chapter 9. So what brings about this wonderful light? And that brings us to our second Bible reading, which was from Matthew and all about Jesus. Now, did you notice what that Bible reading said about Jesus? That Bible reading quotes the Old Testament reading we heard about light and says Jesus fulfills it. That means that Jesus is the promised light. Now, who was here at Christingle last week? Quite a lot of people. I brought my Christingle along. Unfortunately, in the last 24 hours, it's got a bit mouldy, but I think we'll manage. It just looks like there's snow in the Arctic and the Antarctic. So what we saw with our Christingle, of course, is that Jesus is the light of the world. So let's light this Christingle again. Jesus is the light of the world. When he comes as the light of the world, that's what Matthew is telling us. So we remember how Jesus shines in the darkness and gets rid of all the horrible darkness, the darkness of evil, the darkness of sin, the darkness of death, not Brussels sprouts. But how does Jesus do that? Well, we saw last week that we have this Christingle's really seen better days. We remember the red ring reminds us of Jesus' blood, doesn't it? Jesus died for the sins of the world. That's how he gets rid of the darkness. But that reading in Matthew told us something else. It's not just about Jesus dying. We've got to come to him, the light. So Jesus in that passage says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is near. And then Jesus, if we continue reading on in Matthew's gospel, Jesus calls some followers, disciples. And he says, follow me. Follow me, the light. And a remarkable thing happens when we follow Jesus, the light. Because if we continue reading Matthew's gospel, he tells us in the Sermon on the Mount what his followers are. And I need some volunteers now. So if I could have Grace, Dylan and Alka. So Dylan and Alka, if you just stand over here for a moment. We have here Jesus, the light of the world, and Jesus calls people to follow him. So let's say Grace is called to follow Jesus. She comes along. Listen to what Jesus says in Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to his followers. You are the light of the world. You see that? Jesus is the light of the world. But when somebody repents and turns away and follows Jesus, Jesus then says, you are the light of the world, because we start to reflect the light of Jesus. Is that remarkable? So just stand out here. You're now shining Christ's light. And then if we continue reading Matthew's gospel, we get to the end. And what does Jesus say at the end to his followers? Go out into all nations. Go out into the world of darkness and bring more people to be my followers. So as Christians go out and share the light of Jesus, more people become Christians, more people follow, and the light of Christ starts going right the way around the world. So now Alka tells Dylan about Jesus, and Dylan starts following Jesus. He repents and turns away from the darkness, and the light increases. And that's how Jesus comes into the world as the light of the world, and then through his church, through people becoming Christians, the light spreads. That's how the darkness of the world needs to be got rid of. I'm glad we have this. Can we give them a round of applause? So, Jesus is the light of the world, and when we repent, because the kingdom of heaven is near, and come to Jesus the light, Jesus then says, you are the light of the world. And he calls us to go out with that message so that other people can join in being the light of the world, the light of Jesus. So let's now pray that we will shine brightly for Jesus and witness in the world. Dear Lord God, thank you for dispelling the darkness by sending Jesus, the light of the world. And thank you that we can now share in the light of Christ. Help us to shine brightly as we share the message with others. Amen.